Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's talk in the moment here for just 1 second with Mo and Katie. In the moment is Mo's podcast, and there's somewhat of a cultural divide in his DMs over it being possible to get sick from being out in the cold.
I was very surprised by how many DMs that I got about this topic and how many people are so split on both ends of this topic after I got sick last week. And I was even more shocked to find that Katie and I sit on opposite ends of this. So I was like, all right, we need to get down to the bottom of what's real about this science that's involved here. Because apparently, when I got sick last week, pretty much every black person that it seems in my DMs is completely convinced that it was because I was out in the cold when we did the trivia challenge and you had to take items of clothing off in the 12 degree weather.
But if that's the case, why didn't Burt get sick?
Yeah, I was way more naked than you.
Emphasis on black people.
Ah. Okay, so you
that's where the divide comes.
Gotcha.
So you think this is a mental divide, or do you think physically the two races, there is something different that it got you a cold and not me?
So personally, I honestly don't know. I never even thought twice about it. I believe most, I don't know if this was a white or a black thing growing up, but I know most black people were raised to believe that if you don't wear proper amount of clothing in cold weather, or if your hair is wet and you go outside, or if you're not, if you're kind of not 100%, your immune system is a little down, then going out into the cold without the suitable amount of clothing, you will get sick. I've always been told that. I've always believed it.
We were told that as kids too. Mm. So okay. I think it might be a Southern thing as well, but it's like, zip up your coat or you're going to get a cold. Can't go outside with a wet head or you're going to get a cold. Put a coat on or you're going to get a cold. That was very much ingrained in us as well.
I was told the same thing, except I was raised by black parents.
What?
Just kidding.
I didn't know where to go with that.
Everybody's like, what?
Well, how do we respond?
How did I work with you for so long and not know that?
If you kept that in from Mo for 5 years, that's really jacked up, man.
Oh, yeah, exactly. There's something I meant to tell you.
You could have helped me with a lot. But so when I came in and you guys said that you cannot get sick from cold weather, you can only get sick from germs. So if you got sick, if I got sick and it just happened to be after we did the trivia, it must have been a coincidence and I was already coming down with something, and that's probably what ended up happening to me.
Which makes sense because there was two other people who went down. So there was some kind of germ spreading because Jackson was out sick, Amber was out sick, and with you going out sick, it just seemed like something spread and a germ got shared.
So your assumption here is that his immune system was already down because his body was fighting something that he didn't even necessarily know yet.
Right.
But when he was out in the cold, his body was stressed. So what you already had starting kind of bloomed.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think some of the confusion comes in too. While being cold itself won't get you sick, being cold weakens your immune system. So it has an effect, like you said, Burt, stress on your body, and it jacks with your immune system. So yeah, if Kristen said you already had a little bug you were fighting off, then you went in the cold and your immune system was like, bye-bye, and shut down, that allowed whatever bug you had to really ramp up.
So that all made sense to me, and I was like, okay, maybe it played a part. It didn't necessarily cause it. Cool. And I said this on my Instagram story, and then my DMs were instantly flooded. And it was like a split of a lot of people saying, that's true, I've read that, I've heard that. But there was a lot of people who were like, Mo, don't buy into that. And then I'm like, wait, what? And then I started to realize a pattern with these people, and it was all black people. It was all black who were saying, why, if it's different for black people with how we react to the sun because of our history of a people and how we react to that, why wouldn't it be different for how we react to cold weather? One woman said she was a doctor. I didn't do my research. I don't know. I have no idea. But she claims that black people react differently to cold weather than white people do. And then there were a lot of people who were bringing up the fact that, like, they have white friends who wear shorts in the winter, which I do, too. Like, all my white friends wear shorts in the winter. Never get cold. In fact, I don't think they've ever been cold in life. I mean, sick in life. I couldn't do that. The one time, the few times in life that I've ever found myself in cold weather with not the right amount of clothes on, I have gotten sick. It could be because I was already sick before, and maybe it is some kind of coincidence that it just always seems to happen right after I was out in the cold weather. But if I am the science project and I'm in the field,
I am, as the white person, I'm the placebo.
Bert and I did this one time.
Yeah.
He did not get sick and had less clothes on than me by far, but I was sick. That's one for one for me. I feel like that's a 100% ratio to maybe we react differently to cold weather.
Well, yes and no, because as you guys know, and you guys have made fun of me, like I just load my system every morning with so many multivitamins and so many supplements that it's different because my immune system probably wasn't where yours was.
It's possible. It's possible.
But so what is, you said you and Katie on the are on opposite ends of the spectrum. Where are you at on this, Katie?
I am against these black lies, okay? So there's two common black lies in a black household growing up.
Are you saying black lives matter?
No, I'm saying get them out of here.
No lies matter.
No lies. And one of them is that. Like, I was raised that, baby, don't go outside without your hat and all this stuff. You're going to get cold. And for the longest, I believed this because why would my grandmother lie to me?
She would never.
It wasn't until 10th grade when Mr. Nice, my science teacher, broke down why you actually get colds in the winter more often. And it's because of your immune system. It's simple. It's not the weather.
You believe Mr. Nice over your grandmother?
Yeah, I believe Mr. Nice over my grandmother, okay? We got to stop telling our kids these lies.
Okay. I don't know. I'm one for one as of right now. I'm not trying it again.
I was going to ask, when's the next science project?
I think one was enough.
Yeah. You don't.
Where can people find it in the moment?
You can get it wherever you get your podcast.
The Bert Show.